All right, time to talk some A-League W. And we're joined now by Newcastle Jets defender. She's part of the leadership group there at the Jets, Taryn King. Taryn, good morning to you.
Morning, guys.
Now, you started with a 2-1 loss to Brisbane Roar, then you had a 4-2 win against the Western Sydney Wanderers over the first couple of weeks of the season. How have you assessed the first two games?
Yeah, obviously got off to a not-so-great start with a loss, but bounced back really well and come up with a really good win on the weekend. So as much as it hasn't been perfect, it's been positive, I think.
So what changed from round one to round two and your performance against the Wanderers last weekend?
I think, first week it's always hard to just really know that people are gelling with each other and, you know, get those first runs in the legs in real match football. So I think just that getting that first kind of game out of the way and moving on to the next one, I think we were kind of had all our tactics a little bit more in good shape. So and knowing that we needed a win to bounce back. So, it was good this weekend.
Tell us a little bit about your American teammate, Sarah Griffith. She scored a few goals on the weekend.
Yeah, she had a cracker of a game. She scored three goals. I think she even played a part in the air. And yeah, she's been an absolute gun to play and train with. And I think she's going to have a cracker season too, to be honest.
Taryn, what are some of the things you discuss and work on? Again, I think a lot of people take for granted that if you're not playing as well as you'd like as a team, that sooner or later things will turn around. But very rarely is that the case unless there's a lot of things focused on in preparation and at training. With you guys at the moment, I'm sure you'd like to be performing better and think you should be with the talent you have in your squad. But what are some of the things you guys are working on in preparation to turn these results around?
Yeah, definitely. I think the difference between really good teams and, you know, just average teams is all the little things and getting the little things right and making sure, you know, there's chemistry between players and people are moving in the right areas and, I guess making all the right decisions under pressure and things like that. Even down to making sure that our bodies are right and having the right support from our support staff and strength and conditioning and things like that. So, I think, the difference between, I guess, getting results is, I guess, the little things, like you said.
Now, you re-signed Taryn heading into the season. What gave you the confidence, I guess, that the Jets can contend this season?
Yeah, I really quite like playing for Newcastle. I think it's a really nice area and it feels a lot like where I'm from in Wollongong. So, I really quite living here, to be honest. But I think Ash has brought together a pretty good team. You know, kept a lot of strong points from last year and strong players that to build from. And she, you know, spoke to us about bringing in some good internationals. So not that I knew that she'd bring in some some gun players like Sarah and the other girls that we've got that have come in as well. So I had, you know, the confidence that she had something in the plan. So, I'm just excited to, I guess, see it in action and see how it progresses throughout the year.
Mm. And obviously, you know, the goal's to establish yourself and, you know, here in Australia. But is the plan to go overseas at some stage as well?
Yes and no. I think if the opportunity presents itself, I think I wouldn't mind going over these. I think it would be a great experience and can definitely have a great impact on your game. So I definitely wouldn't turn it down. But at the same time, it's the stage that women's football is at this time. It's quite hard to juggle with things like work and just daily life, I guess. So I would and I wouldn't at the same time.
We're speaking with Taryn King, Newcastle Jets defender in the A-League W. And speaking of overseas, your brother Joel overseas on a couple of fronts, one playing for a Danish club and secondly, obviously in Socceroos camp at the moment with the squad there in Qatar at the World Cup. And just the fact he plays for a Danish club, Taryn, I guess his intelligence would be an asset. I mean, what's he divulged to you about, you know, the tactically, how the Danes operate and their mentality as well.
Yeah, it's a funny one, I think. He, even just watching the games that he's been playing since he's moved over there to play, the game is just so quick and everything is done at five times the speed almost. It's actually quite, really interesting to watch, to see like how much faster they play and I guess how physical it is as well. So he doesn't talk too many tactics with me. I guess that's probably part of keeping your game plan amongst the playing group. But yeah, I think he's been loving being over there with the Socceroos and really enjoying the experience. And I obviously love to get some minutes, but yeah, just loving the experience, I think.
Have you had an opportunity to talk to him since that win over Tunisia? And what's the feeling like if you have done? What was their feeling like after the game?
Yeah, I think they're stoked, but obviously at the same time they've still got another game to get a result out of at least. So I think they're all very focused on this next upcoming game against Denmark. And at the same time, obviously they were over the moon to get a win. But yeah. They've got to keep the celebrations under wraps and make sure they get something out of this game coming up.
Sleepless night ahead, I'm sure, for yourself. How's the family handling it? Is anyone over there or everyone just watching it from back here?
Yeah, actually, I unfortunately am the only one that's still in Australia.
Yeah.
I would have been there if we didn't have the A-League women going, but no, my parents and my older brother are stoked that they're over there and get to watch him and get to be there for the whole experience. So they're loving it and enjoying themselves as well. So I'm very proud.
And what was your reaction when they did beat Tunisia? What did you do? Yeah. Were you jumping up and down?
Yeah, it was actually, we were sitting all together as a team in Tamworth after our game. So we were all jumping when they scored, and then it was a bit nervous at the end as well. So no, it was awesome. It was good.
And Taryn, with the A-League women's season, I mean, no doubt there's an extra edge to it, knowing, you know, for many, you know, there's Matilda's spots up for grabs ahead of the World Cup next year.
Yeah, for sure. I think I guess being in the A-League at the moment is a great place to be putting your best foot forward and I guess showing the national team staff that, you know, what you can do and the form that you're in. So I think it's a great opportunity for a lot of girls in the league and I guess for the league itself as well to have some eyes on it and really promote itself.
So the Jets hosting Perth Glory, 3 p.m. Saturday at the number 2 sports ground there in Newcastle. What are you expecting from the Glory?
I think they'll put up a good fight. We've always had a good battle against them. So I think I'm pretty confident, to be honest. I think we've got a good team and we can get the win. But at the same time, we have to show up and make sure we get the job done. So, yeah, it'll be good to see a good home crowd because we haven't played specifically in Newcastle this season yet, so it'll be nice to be back home and have the support around us.
Okay, for our listeners in the Hunter then, 3 p.m. Saturday, as I said, the number 2 sports ground there in Newcastle, the Jets up against the Perth Glory. Good luck, Taryn. I hope it's a good season for you, and hopefully you know, you get a bit of, I guess, a bit of a rest tomorrow, because I know that you won't be sleeping pretty much at all tonight.
Yeah, thank you very much.